Welcome to today's deep dive, today's mission. We are diving into a massive and frankly alarming analysis report detailing the potential total collapse of the United States Postal
It
Service.
is quite the stack of documents we have today.
It really is. We've got financial forecasts, operational reports, legal briefings, and we are going to extract the core insights about their severe financial crisis, the radical evolution of your daily delivery, and the legal hurdles of shutting the whole institution down.
Yeah, it's a lot to cover.
Okay, let's unpack this, because looking at the baseline reality here, the situation is incredibly stark. As of early 2026, the USPS is in acute failure. The financial deficit blew my mind when I was reading through your
I
notes.
mean, they lost billions recently.
Right.
It is staggering. In 2024 alone, they reported a net loss of $9.5 billion. And the urgency here really cannot be overstated.
No.
Without massive structural intervention, the USPS is projected to hit a terminal cash-out date by February 2027.
Wait, 2027, that is literally right around the corner.
Exactly. The fundamental issue is that their sprawling delivery network and labor expenses completely outpace their operating revenue. Even aggressively raising stamp prices isn't closing a gap that wide.
I know. To try and survive, they've been radically changing how delivery actually works. I was looking at the cost breakdown in the report and the difference between traditional door-to-door delivery and those centralized neighborhood cluster boxes is
Oh,
huge.
it's a massive difference.
It cuts the operating cost by more than half, doesn't it?
It drops traditional door-to-door delivery, which sits at about $353 per address annually, down to just $160 for the cluster boxes. But the irony and what's fascinating here is how this exact push for financial efficiency created a massive security vulnerability.
Right, because by putting an entire neighborhood's mail in one spot, they basically handed criminals a centralized target.
Precisely. Because the mail is centralized, criminals are actively targeting letter carriers to steal their arrow keys.
Those are the master keys that open these cluster boxes, right?
Yes. Reported arrow key thefts surged 150% from 2020 to 2024. That vulnerability led to over 52,000 high-volume mail theft attacks in 2024 alone.
Frankly, here's where it gets really interesting to me. It's not just how the mail is delivered that's vulnerable, but what is actually inside those boxes now. First-class mail has plummeted 50% since 2008.
Yeah, it's a completely different landscape.
At this point, my physical mailbox feels like it's essentially just a recycling bin for local pizza coupons and real estate flyers.
You're not wrong. The data backs that up entirely. Marketing mail actually made up 55% of all the mail households received in 2022.
Wow.
Snail mail is being aggressively replaced by what the report calls electronic diversion. Think about your own habits. 96% of U.S. adults use the internet daily. The physical check is basically vanishing.
I can't even remember the last time I wrote one.
Right, and 46% of Gen Z didn't write a single check last year. The functional necessity of the mail for managing personal finances has just evaporated.
So, what does this all mean for you, the listener? Well, if the USPS defaults and is ultimately privatized, you could end up paying a very heavy price. Private carriers operate differently.
They do. They use extended area surcharges because they base pricing on the actual cost of delivery,
Right.
which means if you live in a remote or rural area, getting a simple physical document delivered could skyrocket from the price of a stamp to $55.50.
$55 just to receive a document. That's wild. But looking at the political reality, can they actually just shut the Postal Service down?
Neutrally speaking, it is a constitutional minefield. There are reports floating around about potential executive orders to merge the USPS into the Commerce Department.
Which would be huge.
It would, but legal experts note those face massive statutory hurdles and would likely be blocked by federal courts. However, a de facto closure via bankruptcy in 2027 is highly viable.
Has any other country actually gone through with something like this recently?
Yes, we actually have a real-world preview in Denmark. In December 2025, Denmark officially ended 400 years of state-run mail.
400 years. So, how does a citizen in Denmark even send a package today?
They transitioned entirely to an app-based digital stamp system and centralized drop-off kiosks managed by a private company. The state-run post office is entirely a thing of the past there.
It really feels like the era of the universal letter carrier here is succumbing to a death by a thousand cuts. Between digital obsolescence, an epidemic of targeted mail theft, and total financial insolvency, the traditional system is fundamentally breaking down.
It is. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, this raises an important question for you to consider. If the state-run physical post office completely disappears, how will our society ensure equitable access to voting and secure elections, given just how heavily the current system relies on mail-in ballots traversing a legally protected federal route?